Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today, mula Melbourne, lumipat patungong Perth, si Selena Yuen at pag-uusapan natin ang Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Kamusta, Selena?
Kumusta?
Matagal ng panahon. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Yeah, and I think last year counts as a good couple of years as well.
Yes, it was your movie with Matthew Victor Pastor.
The one Melodrama Random Melbourne.
Yes, so you did Melodrama Random Melbourne, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And we haven't heard from you in a while. So
yeah.
From film, you're now on stage.
Yeah, stage is the other craft of mine that I really love to pursue.
And how long have you been active on theatre?
So I actually started in theatre over a decade ago. I was 17 when I got my first professional stage job. And that was for The King and I with the production company in Melbourne. And yeah, it's been contract on and off since.
Oh, because I never realized that, because I've always known you as Selena, collaborator for screenplay and film with Matthew Victor Pastor. So
yeah.
How different is the theater from film?
I would say pretty different. In essence, it's similar where you have a script and you have actors, but the actual process, you know, film is so intimate. And, you know, you have to set up the cameras and organize the shoots and organize the locations, whereas on stage it's all on one stage, and so the storytelling style I find is quite different.
I wouldn't ask you which one you like better, because I'm assuming they're equally different.
Yeah, absolutely, I couldn't choose one. I absolutely love being on stage and performing live, but I also really, really love the process behind film and working that skill. So it's definitely a different skill set.
Past 2 years have been crazy busy, crazy difficult for you with the pandemic?
Yeah, the pandemic definitely affected a lot of us in the arts industry. I have been very, very lucky though in that this year I've been performing all year. So I did lockdown with the rest of Melbourne last year, and there was no work going for the arts industry because, you know, everyone was at home. but this year I've been really, really lucky, and I'm really thankful. I've been able to tour, and I've been able to perform on stage and be part of a show that was at one point, the only professional commercial musical theatre in all of Australia. And that was really quite special. And we opened in Brisbane at QPAC, and Brisbane, Queensland, is my home state. And now we're in Perth. Beautiful weather, beautiful sunshine, and just really lucky to be able to perform on stage in theatre for a live audience.
They say you're a stone's throw away from Manila when you're in Perth.
Yeah, really? I didn't know that. I love that.
Because you're in the same time zone.
Yeah.
So tell me, because everyone, almost everyone, loved Charlie and the Chocolate Factory as a child. Were you one of them?
Absolutely, I was. Yeah, I read the book and I watched the movies. I'm definitely a fan of this beautiful story. And I think because it is such a heartwarming story that's known by so many, our audiences really, really show that they love that. And it's really beautiful, actually. We get all different kinds of people and ages that come to our show, from children who are still, you know, very much learning Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and really excited about Willy Wonka, and to, you know, some of the older generation who were fans from their childhood from such a long time ago.
Who were trying to catch that golden ticket.
Absolutely. We all want the golden ticket.
And so you are part of the ensemble, and you are also mm-hmm. an understudy for Violet, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So what is it like being Violet Do you always have a gum while you're performing?
Absolutely, yes. You've picked her character perfectly. So the role of an understudy is to study the role and be ready to go on just in case someone may get sick. So exploring Violet as a character has been really, really beautiful. She's more than just a spoiled little girl. She's got a lot of pizzazz, a lot of diva energy. And yeah, she definitely loves her gum.
And there's that chocolate pool around the factory. So what mm-hmm. does the stage look like?
So for the stage version, we do see a chocolate waterfall. However, a little bit of stage magic is involved, as we can't bring a pool onto stage full of chocolate. So the stage projection is very bright, very colourful, as you imagine. There's some beautiful lighting that really captures the magic. And I guess that's our stage magic, to bring that to audiences. We do have a gorgeous factory gate to see into the chocolate factory, and a beautiful little candy store that's full of Willy Wonka's scrumptious delight.
And what is it like after a day's performance? Do you feel like you have all that energy from all that candy that you're surrounded by, or are you just like, I just want to go into bed and sleep and rest?
Oh no, I love performing on stage so much. So I think that you definitely get the adrenaline rush. And I could say that I think I've been eating a little bit more chocolate than usual. But after the show, usually there's a warm down. You know, as you warm your body up, you should also warm it down. So I usually take my makeup off and go through a warm down, get home, maybe have a protein shake, and then kind of debrief from there.
It's all different from a movie set, isn't it? Because
yeah.
every day it requires the same amount of energy from you, whereas like in a movie set, you can have different scenes each day.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, on film, you could be filming a really emotional scene one day and then a really beautiful, you know, easy background scene the next day. Whereas for stage, we produce this storyline every night when we have our show. And so, you know, the energy required is quite high, but so, so fulfilling.
And will we see you back here in Melbourne?
Not for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory did Melbourne a couple of years ago, pre-COVID. So this is actually their last couple of stops on that tour. So Brisbane, QPAC, which where we opened, and Perth is our last stop.
Until when is the show in Perth?
So the show is on in Perth until November the 28th.
Okay.
Yeah, it's running now at Crown Perth.
And what's next, Selena?
After Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, who knows? The life of an actor is to kind of go where the wind takes me. But I will be coming back to Melbourne, coming back home. I want to paint my bedroom. And hopefully there are projects in the future.
Looking forward to the next one. And Selena Ewan is at Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in Perth until the 28th of November. Thank you very much and hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Nice yung makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.